He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into hour number two, chronicling and documenting the globalist destabilization plan to hurl the planet into bedlam so they can offer their world government solution. They can just turn the protest off like that because they know that there's legitimate grievances and that that was already a brush fire ready to be ignited. It's kind of like you got high winds and a drought going on, you know, to set a fire as an arsonist and it's going to burn because the ingredients were already there. Let's go to your phone calls. Then I've got incredible news about the government saying lithium for people is good, children to be tracked with RFID chips. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Carter. Then we'll go to Tyler, Henry, Mark, Brad, Steve, Ty, and others. Carter in Georgia, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I really, really appreciate what you're doing. As I understand it, I think there's three specific groups we really got to make a push to outreach towards, and it's the students on the college campuses, which is why I joined Young Americans for Liberty at UGA, the cops, and then the churches. And I think all the information that you get out there is great, so I just want to encourage everybody to get
involved. I agree with you. Look at who the globalists are targeting. Churches, universities, and police. If they've got them, they think they can control society.
Like Young Americans for Liberty, Oath Keepers are so great, and we just got to continue to get more and more organized, better prepared, and we just got to beat them at their own game. It's really that simple.
What do you think of my analysis? Was it clear? Because there's so many points, I'm all over the map. Was it clear last hour?
Well, Alex, I've been listening to you for so long that I kind of already know what you're going to say before it says it, before you say it. So I would encourage you to kind of bring it back to a more rudimentary dialogue. And what I always try to talk to these people when I'm talking to the UGA college Republicans and a lot of these kind of Mike Huckabee drone heads and whatnot is, guys, you're bickering about the symptoms, but you're not understanding the causes. And I always try to explain to them the causes is what we've got to really work at. And
well,
not
Carter, let me say
forth.
This then. You're hitting, I mean, you're here on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting on all cylinders. How would you sum up these revolutions happening and everything I talked about in the last hour?
Dollar depreciation. You know, inflation is a persistent, unavoidable, and silent tax, and it disproportionately affects the poor and the frugal. And whether people understand that or not, that's what's squeezing the standard of living out of people, and people are pissed about it, and it's understandable.
And the globalists know historically that what they're doing is going to trigger that, and then they basically finagle and ride the tiger into more power.
Exactly. And then the media is there to put the spotlight on the symptoms of this, lowering of our standard of living to make sure that we don't talk about the causes. We don't talk about, you know, fiat money. We don't talk about undeclared wars and how that, you know, creates all these symptoms that we're dealing with.
Very well said, Carter. Anything else?
Young Americans for Liberty, University of Georgia, we can use all the help you got.
Well, everybody should, at their church, when their preacher starts saying Romans 13, do what the government says, they're on government payroll, need to warn the parishioners. Same thing at the universities, because the globalists are orchestrating this crisis, hoping that we're ignorant. If we're there and lay out what's really happening, we're going to checkmate them, and this is such an important time right now.
I agree, which is why, you know, you and I are on the same page. Get involved with the universities, your churches, and try to outreach to local municipal police.
Well, I go back to this because it's such a wide field, and I really want your assessment. Do you think in the last hour where I was covering all this that the general public even understood what I was talking about?
Well, I think the general public divided into a couple different segments. There's the segment that gets the Internet, which is generally 40 years and younger, and then there's the group 40 and over who doesn't get on the Internet. So they can't get the message you're getting, which is why it's so important that the people who do listen to your show bend over backwards, take that extra step to go get
yes.
that information out to them at the church.
Yeah, that's where my films come in on DVD, getting them at InfoWars.com, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Terror Storm. Make copies, get them out to people who aren't on the Internet or who don't get their news from it and reach out to them. Incredible points, Carter. Great call. Henry, Mark, Brad, Steve, others, your calls are coming up straight ahead. Back in 1 minute.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some people are experts in baseball or football or selling cars or mowing lawns or medicine. I'm an expert in the globalist in what they say, what they do. The CIA has used stage revolutions to overthrow hundreds of countries, some nations over and over again the last 65 years. And they put the dictators in the Middle East, then they knock them down. The question is, what are they trying to put in? Why are they creating this crisis? And we do need to look not at the symptoms of globalism, but at who's behind it and how the New World Order creates the crisis and then offers the solution. And we're talking about in Libya, in Bahrain, the military, machine gunning people, the revolutions against dictators that deserve to be overthrown. The question is, why did our government, in the case of Egypt and other nations, put these dictators in, and why are they supporting their ouster now? That's the big issue. And then all these Pentagon reports I covered last hour and British Ministry of Defense reports where they said years ago this crisis was coming because of dollar devaluation and they're going to offer their solution, a police state crackdown. This is all scripted. Again, that doesn't mean the protesters are bad. They've been put in a cause and effect position, and the globalists are three or four moves past them and past us. I'm going to go to your phone calls now with your comments, your questions, your points about what we've been covering here. Let's talk to Henry in British Columbia up in Canada. Henry, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm probably a little bit grainy, but bear with me. First off, I'd just like to say that we love you, man, and I respect everything you do so much, and I really think that you should take some more vacation time off and just get Watson to do an hour a day, because it's better to get ready and wake up and prepare than pinch yourself than it is to get shot up and wake up, from my view.
Well, yeah, the problem is, even when I take time off, and I am a bit burnt out like everybody else, even when I take time off, this is all I'm thinking about. So there really is no rest when you're involved in reality.
Yeah, and also I have a question. Given all the news about Google and the Internet and censorship, I'm just wondering why you don't shift all your focus into sort of, you know, freedom of speech in the Internet. And I think there's a huge market out there that's untapped for, like, a documentary about Google and all the spying, because everybody knows about that. And
sir, there's 100 documentaries I want to make, and that's one of them. But now it's mainstream news that Google is an NSA, CIA front, that they are basically helping the revolutions overseas. Not to bring liberty, but to destabilize things. And now it's being discussed. So I do cover that. I appreciate your call. We wrote four or five big articles last week at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about it. I made a video last week about it. We are covering it. We've got to cover all the big issues, not just one of them, but I hear you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'm going to take you off speakerphone. Sorry about that, Alex. Great day to you.
Welcome.
Sure. I had a couple of questions also. I'm wondering, the last time we spoke with Bob and me and you at the gun show and other people that were there and other people that's been listening to this, and I wondered what that Hebrews 9, what might be that the realness of it, when it came about, what it is, what it's involved in it, and who's in charge of that, so to speak. And
Mark, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, but I threw it out to listeners, and I'm getting into the worldwide revolutions that are happening. And if our own government helped put the dictators in, why are they admittedly helping kick them out now? I mean, what's the big program behind that? I appreciate your call. Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Love everything that you do. You are the best, man. Nobody out there like you for talk radio, political, social issues. I urge anybody listening, listen to them every day. I feel like Lindsay Williams right now, but that's how I feel. And I know you're honest to goodness truth, and you're with God and with the people. And that's we need to all pray for the U.S., pray for our republic, pray for our families, because they are coming after us. There's no question.
Well, I mean, the Pentagon told us they were going to engineer these rebellions. They told us they were going to devalue the dollar years ago. This is all admittedly a program, and they know the public's not paying attention, so they'll see the problem and say, what do we do as a solution? And they openly say, a global government run by the very bankers that engineered this.
Yeah, and that stuff going on in the Middle East is obviously engineered. It's like somebody flipped a switch.
You know how evil CNN is. They criticize the Tea Party for demonstrating. Now they're saying how great it is that they're rebelling in the Middle East because they're behind it. And again, they know people are simple-minded. It doesn't mean that we don't support the protesters and that they aren't legitimate, most of them. But there's a larger plan at work here. Why do the globalists want to destabilize the Middle East?
The chaos. I think that should be the title of your next movie, Alex. I mean, that's the best three words. You always harp on it, and Paul talks about it. And that's what's going on over there. It's just like they flipped a switch. And you're right, CNN, we have it on at work. It's like a psyop. It's bizarre. It's totally bizarre to watch it every
day. They're like, this is what freedom looks like. They're hitting the streets. Meanwhile, when the Tea Party's hit the streets here in the U.S., they demonize it because that's a revolution that's real and that they don't control. And at its heart, the Tea Party is against the Federal Reserve and the foreign banking occupation of this country. So from one arm, they've got the neocons trying to control the Tea Party, but from the other arm, they attack it.
Welcome to the prison planet, man. I can't believe you hit the nail on the head with that name, too, with your website, because that's exactly where it's going. And I don't know how you saw that so clear, but you're absolutely right. God bless you, Alex.
Well, God bless you, Brad. Anything else?
No, love everything you do. Keep up the good work. Fight the good fight, and I know you will.
All right, thank you, sir. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, you know, I tell you, I've been with the GOV for a very long time. And to sum it up, the reason that they're pulling the string is because they know that these dictators that they put in, they've been running. The people are getting upset. It is a switch that they pulled, or switched, whatever, however you want to put it. And they're looking at it now, saying, "Well, if we don't get this guy out there." You know, he's been in there for 30-some years.
Exactly. He's already going to get overthrown, and the others are, so the globalists might as well trigger it so they can position their people.
Got it, exactly. And, you know, look at it this way, Alex. If the guy from Google wanted to be the head of the revolution, then why didn't he quit Google and go be the head of the revolution?
Well, look at Google. 12 years old, one of the biggest companies in the world, hundreds of billions of dollars. Don't be evil's their motto. And it's public. You know, Washington Post, MIT Magazine, they were created by the NSA and CIA in 1998. It's not debated. And then they're there running the revolution with George Soros? I mean, how obvious does this get? And I read you the reports where the Pentagon's getting ready for revolution here because they know what the bankers have done will cause it, and they plan to use the destabilization by the revolution going on worldwide to offer the solution. I mean, it's so horrible what they're doing. And how do you explain this to the general public?
You know, you got to look at it and say, you know what? You can call a horse a pig, but it doesn't make it a pig. meaning that they're going to put it out there in plain sight. They're going to hide it from you right in your face, right on the TV screen, right on the radio, wherever they can put it in the newspaper. You just have to look at it and say, this isn't right, and I know it's not right, so it can't be real.
Well said, Steve. Look, it's very simple. The globalists know that the economic program they're carrying out of global dollar devaluation, the dollar is the world reserve currency that people are buying things in, it's being devalued, and they know economically that that's going to cause a rebellion. That's just a historical fact. And so they're there pre-positioning themselves to control the rebellion, to use the crisis and the revolution they created, the atmosphere they created that caused revolution, to bring in the change they want. And they're openly telling us the change is a world government run by the private bankers. I'm saying, yes, let's have a revolution to restore liberty and freedom and the republic. Let's not let the globalists control the revolution so they get more power.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com That's ORGANICA seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's frustrating for me is that it's so simple what the globalists are doing when you've studied it. You watch the Pentagon preparing for riots. You watch the big think tanks pushing for rebellion in the Middle East against their own minions. You then see them supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Regardless of what you think of those guys, they're at odds with Israel, which will then allow a pretext for more war. I want those countries to overthrow their dictators. I've been a big critic of Hosni Mubarak. But I can see what's happening. I can witness what's going on. I'm going to continue with your calls. I've got a big smattering of other really important news that I haven't even gotten to yet. Dealing with the internet kill switch, Bill gets makeover, dealing with a lot of bizarre news reports like GPS to track truant students in Anaheim. How many years ago did we warn you about that? The whole world is being turned into a high-tech prison because the elite knows the population, as we're removed from the decision-making process, is going to rebel. Okay, who's up first here? I guess it'd be Ty in New York. Ty, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. You're doing a great job. I think today's show is really right on target. You know, I think there's a real element of real politics going on in the Middle East. And, you know, I wonder myself, I mean, Egypt looked in a way like a contained little box where they said, okay, let's just, you know, like you've been saying, let's just move this old man out. Let's put a new guy in if it's Muslim Brotherhood.
And the people are still rebelling. Oh, that's a good point.
Right.
That the globalists may not win. We may actually get some good governments out of this in the Middle East.
Well, I think, right. I mean, and again, I don't want to counter what you're saying because I think you're really spot on. But, I mean, again, maybe it's a bit of an idealistic approach on my part. But I'm thinking, well, maybe these people can control it. And then you look at Bahrain, and I'm like, well, we have our entire Fifth Fleet laying in there.
Oh, the machine guns and billy clubs used to shoot and beat people. That's in AFP today. Were paid for by U.S. taxpayer money.
So, again, I'm with you on this, but I'm thinking, you know, do they really want this clown in Bahrain, this king that they own? You know, they don't. I don't think they want that going down there. You know, I mean, it's
wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. Mubarak and others haven't followed orders to 100%. And so, again, if they shake the whole region up, then that gives them a crisis and a reason to keep our troops in the region.
True, I agree. You know, again, it's so complicated.
Let me ask you this. Let me just stop right there. Sure, this is probably at the bottom line, full spectrum dominance, as the Pentagon calls it. They put dictators in. They know there's a rebellion. Google said last year that they can now predict the future almost 100% of the time in big general mass movements by tracking millions of people inside countries, reading their email with AI computers. They can create graphs to know when flashpoints are coming. I said that 10 years ago. Now they admit it. And so they know it's coming, so they're desperately trying to control revolutions that were already in full swing. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's happening here. My point is, it's admitted that Google and the CIA and Israeli intelligence is in there. That's the whole part of the equation I'm simply trying to point out. And as far as the Pentagon admitting that they knew revolts were coming in the U.S., that's what all this Homeland Security preparation has been for. That's admitted. So all I'm saying is they create a system they know is going to cause rebellion, and then they try to steer and control the rebellion.
I think that's 100%. I live in New York City, and, I mean, you can see the checkpoints and everything they're doing here. I mean, there is definitely a grid and a plan.
The See Something, Say Something campaign started there. I mean, 9,000 locations getting telescreens in, saying spy on other shoppers, and TSA now running checkpoints in the middle of the country on highways. This is a takeover. It's happening. It's not coming.
Oh, without question. I mean, they've had that campaign and the whole suspicious package, which you can laugh at. I always have. But, again, they've been doing that in New York since 2002, and I lived here for quite a while.
Yeah, it's all about hysteria, all about fear. Don't trust anyone but the government. Great points, Ty. Brian in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, man.
My concern has been basically, I've been trying to get people I work with, and you know, just I've been doing your doing post things, and you know, putting up the V for Victory stuff. But how do you get people to freaking recognize what's going on over their heads?
Well, you know, it's hard when they tune into a radio show that's very complex and sophisticated to really get it. But if we simplify things, then automatically their mental template will kind of fall into the old left-right programs that they've been conditioned with. And so the subconscious mind is about 100 times more powerful, they estimate, than the conscious mind. So the dumbest person out there gets what I'm saying at a subconscious level. And so, quite frankly, just being sophisticated and really breaking it down in not a watered-down way plant seeds deep down for folks to start recognizing it consciously. And if you want to know, that's really what I'm doing here. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not watering it down. I'm not dumbing it down. But if you want the best chance to fully break a minion's brainwashed trance at one whack, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, those films I've made, professional, shocking, well done, lays it all out where I can spend, you know, 6 months a year crafting the information to really give them an understanding. The films are the grand slam. They are the best play we've got in the truth movement.
I hear you, man, and I love what I love your spirit and Jason Burmis. You know, he's the guy that woke me up to this whole situation, and then I got turned on to you. And there, you know, you are someday going to be in the history books, and hopefully we will we will win.
Well, Brian, God bless you, but I don't want to be in the history books. I could care less. I know that I have Pentagon and State Department and Ministry of Defense and from all these different countries where they admittedly add sterilants to vaccines. I mean, that's Rockefeller Foundation, 1964. I have the White House science czar's own 1,100-page book where they lay all this out. I have Science Daily Today. This is today. I didn't even pull this up. Jaron gave it to me. I'm not even looking for it. Fountain of Youth from the tap, environmental lithium uptake promotes longevity, scientists demonstrate. Lithium is an antipsychotic that causes brain damage. And I've played clips of the Japanese and U.S. government proposing putting lithium in U.S. water. I got a big, fat, juicy newsflash for you, boys and girls. They're adding, on average, over 150 chemicals and compounds to the water. Some municipalities get mixes that have over 300. Lithium is already in most U.S. water supplies. And so, see, rather than them just ignoring us when we expose lithium almost every week, they just come out and go, oh, you want to live longer? Let's add lithium to the water. See, I'm a guy who 13, 14 years ago read UN reports and Rockefeller Foundation reports about how they want to drug the water supply, and we're already testing it. But then I'm a kook because I tell you from a document, even though I give you the document. In fact, guys, we wrote over 10 articles last year about that. Just search Rockefeller Foundation called for sterilants and vaccines. And then we'll put that up on screen during the next break. It's too hardcore to say something like that and then not show it. And then the UN's been caught doing it. Do you understand there's a reason Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, the most aggressive people in world history, the most liberty-loving, have become lethargic, obese, mindless people? Because your water is already being drugged. And so now they're out there telling you, remember I told you years ago about how fluoride was causing cancer? Now the FDA has to admit it? Look, it's all documented. More of your calls coming up.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump-outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet!
Get up!
Okay, I got more news I'm going to be covering, but I want to give you the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Pennsylvania, and then Dave, Daniel, and others. Josh, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? It's been a while since I've called in. How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, just everything's happening exactly as the globalists planned it, except we've been there to warn people, so a lot of folks are waking up.
Well, I want to actually say something. I'm 32, and I decided to get back into school, and I'm here at a school in Philadelphia. And I got to tell you, it's amazing the amount of brainwashing that's going on. I'm taking a course, and it's mandatory in order for me to get my degree on global politics. And because of you, you woke me up about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago at this point. And the It is unthinkable, the brainwashing that goes on. I mean, they sit there and they do tons of quotes of George Soros and Henry Kissinger, and they talk about every other word in this book talks about global governance and how important it is.
No, that's the thing. I mean, you read the Times of London, the Associated Press, Newsweek. It's all global government's going to fix all your problems when it's the people openly running the global government, the banking cartel, that have created the entire crisis on record.
Well, Alex, it gets even deeper, too, because we spent I bring up all the time about, you know, capitalism, how important it is, and true capitalism, what it really means. And we spent I've been in this class now for almost 2 months, and we spent a week.
Yeah, they blame all our problems on capitalism when it's been crony insider capitalism that's caused all this, better known as fascism.
Everything. In fact, they sat there and they spent 7 weeks of the 8 weeks talking about Marx and socialism, how beautiful it is.
Oh, yeah, no. You go to a major university, all you hear is how communism's great. It's totally sick.
Now, I also want to tell you that, I got to find the paperwork, but I'm going to send you an email as well. On campus, back in October, there was, like, you know, stormtrooper-style Homeland Security passing out flyers, guys in black outfits talking about, you know, the see something, say something type campaign.
No, they're getting us ready for the Stasi society, and they hand out these flyers on universities saying, call this number and report terrorists. And then when you call the number, no one answers. It's just all fake.
But Alex, these kids love it. This is amazing.
No, it makes them feel important. They get to be brown shirts now.
Well, I talked with a couple transit cops, and I said to them, I asked them, I said, well, what's these heat sensors for? And he said, well, you gotta make sure there's no bombs. And we started going back and forth, and I asked him, I said, first of all, the guy was so juiced up on steroids. I'd never seen a guy. He had probably one brain cell, and his muscles were, you know, bigger than his head. I said to him, you look pretty intimidating. You feel powerful. And he goes, yeah. I'm a big guy. You know, it's amazing. They have these little tiny brains.
They've even had the cops up in Fort Worth admit that they're injecting steroids now, but if they catch you with it, you're going to go to prison. No, I mean, it's incredible.
I asked him, I said, how many times have you guys actually had any incidents where you needed to use those detectors? Have you had any problems, any bombs? No, but we need to, you know, do preemptive just in case.
Well, they're getting ready for black ops to stage bombings all over the country. That's their answer to revolution, is to set up a bunch of terror attacks and then go, oh, we've got to arrest a bunch of people because the terrorists are attacking. I mean, it's so elementary.
Well, you know what, more importantly, Alex, you know what scares me more than anything is the college kids. I sit here and I talk to these kids, and they're so excited. Very few people actually take the time to really research. Instead, what they do is they just regurgitate what they've been taught by their socialist professors.
Well, Josh, let me give you the good news. You know it was 3% started the Revolutionary War in 1775, 1776. You know it was 5% won the war. And so for every drooling sycophant that gets off on being a Nazi youth in the brown shirts, 100 of them can't even, you know, wipe their, you know, what's properly. We've got the thinkers. They've got the mindless, drooling sycophants. We're going to win.
I want to tell you one last thing, bud. You've been doing an incredible job. The last hour, absolutely. I mean, you're dead on, man. I'm always amazed, and I know that you spend more than enough time researching this. I aspire that I wish that I could do.
Well, I'll be honest, Josh. I'm going to let you finish because I want to hear you. But I'll be honest. This is my one problem. I do deep research 5 to 6 hours a day. My wife's like, you haven't even talked to the children today. I spent like from 7 a.m. until before I left doing nothing but researching. And then I get on air and already have learned it all, and there's no way to even go over all of it because I can speed read. So yes, I do research. That's all I do.
No, man. Hey, look, it's obsessive compulsive to a good degree. I wish, and I'm trying my hardest to do as much research as I can. It's hard. I get burned out. I don't know how you don't, and I applaud you for continuing the fight because you inspired me to continue with that fight as well. So thank you for everything you're doing, and God bless you.
What was your other point when I interrupted you?
Oh no, that was pretty much it. I just, you know, I do my best to try to fight with people and not fight in the sense of just trying to educate them.
No, you do need to fight with them. You need to, you know, they all, I appreciate your call, Josh. They tell you, be nice in politics. Don't talk about politics and religion. Be quiet. That's because they want you passive. They don't want you to break people out of their trance. They don't want you to be aggressive. They don't want you to pour ice cold water on them intellectually. That's the answer. the answer to this 1984 police state is the spirit of 1776. Dave in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, sir? I researched a good show, a great show today. I looked at that article you were talking about earlier about scoff laws, and that was dated April of 2004 in Missouri. So that was, going on 7 years ago now?
Yes.
So it's probably happening.
Yeah, when you order a
now.
Pizza, it's run through a Threat Fusion Center Pentagon database. Everything's tracked.
Really scary stuff. That was an eye-opener. I've got it pulled up right here. So thanks for throwing that out today. Second of all, I'm surprised to hear that you're a tanning bed kind of guy. That kind of threw
me. No, I'm not a tanning bed type of guy. 5 or 6 times a year during the winter, I need the vitamin D. I know there's problems and positives about it. I need the sun. I can be totally exhausted and go get 10 minutes of sun and feel great. And I know it's artificial, but I was telling that story to get into them trying to make me thumb scan.
Well, and that's where my next point was going to lead to, thumb scan. Let me ask you a question. Are you a CHL holder?
Nope. Under Texas law, they try to arrest you when you carry a gun, but you don't really need one unless you go in private businesses, but no.
Well, I'm just surprised to hear that because you're a guy. I just got mine late last fall.
Hey, bro, I got a Bounty Hunter double-barrel legally sawed-off shotgun in my car right now. I got a .357 Magnum right here. I mean, you know, we've got Vermont-style carry, even if the cops don't know it in Texas. I'm armed. I don't need to go jump through their hoops. I got my Second Amendment.
Well, and it was a lot of hoops, and I did have to give up the thumbprint and so forth. And I figured, well, Alex, you're a guy that lives in Austin, and you know, you're somebody that I would think would be very, very concerned about his own. You know, you're probably looking over your shoulder quite a bit of the time.
Not as much as you think, Dave. I'm not really worried about it.
You seem like you might, to a certain degree, have a target on your back.
I have a target on my back, but if they really want to get me, they can. I'm more worried about the average criminal. Crime is exploding. We had some people banging on our door when I was out of town a few weeks ago. My wife called me demanding that they sell us magazine subscriptions. When my wife said no, she caught them sneaking around in the backyard, and she just came to the door and said, I'm armed and ready. I'm calling the police. So we have firearms mainly just for the general rabble.
Well, I was going to say, it's good to hear because it's important today to be licensed and carry and go about it the proper way. It's important. I've just kind of come into this the last few months, and I recognize how important that is these days. Last thing I want to say is, if your listeners out there today haven't ever seen your Obama Joker videos that you've got on YouTube, those are classic. I've watched it at
they
least
are, Dave.
Month.
I appreciate your call. Great points. Daniel in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, wild man?
Worldwide transmission, wild man. What's on your mind?
I tell you, just like I said before there, I said a while back when I called you before, several months back, you know, I thank you, and not only that, I thank the listeners, because listeners really are more informed of what the government thinks they are, because they think they got us all dumbed down, but they got another thing coming.
No, the government's listening and tracking and spying. They know we're awake. They try to make us feel like we're alone, though, that others aren't awake. That's the final domino to fall, Daniel. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to shortchange you. They know we're awake. They want to make us feel like we're alone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is the heart of the resistance as we defend our republic against the offshore banks. Trying to alert the people to what's really happening. I want to cover a few news items and then go to some final calls. Daniel, Mark, Scott, Jan, Ron, Scott, JB, and others. But I remember when the governor's mansion got firebombed in 2008. I remember seeing in the news that a government informant had provocateured and basically helped stage the event at the RNC in Minneapolis, St. Paul, for the reported plan to firebomb police cars. And then we had feds running around outside the office. We even got a visit from the ATF and the state police. They had people, informants, coming up to the door asking us about it, and I saw the cop cars unmarked, parked out front, so I went ahead and called them and said, just come on over, okay? And they came over, and I said, look, you know we didn't do this, so don't try it. But over 2 years ago, we wrote detailed articles with the name of the federal informant, and now it's in WFAA-TV in Dallas. Headline, Texas Governor Manchin arsonist tied to provocateur RNC 2008 anarchist. And the statesman.com is also reporting on an anarchist group. His members were prosecuted for plotting to bomb the 08 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Has been linked to the unsolved 2008 arson fire that gutted the Texas Governor's mansion. Officials confirmed this afternoon. in Austin, area an FBI informant, Brandon Darby, who allegedly provoked anarchists into plotting the Molotov cocktail attacks that never happened at the RNC in 08, connected to plans to firebomb Patriot Bookstore, Brave New Books, and a string of suicide Palestinian activists, Reed Hamad. I mean, this is, you talk about a target on my back. Yeah, it's there, and I just trust in God. I mean, we're all about nonviolence here, and this is the type of stuff I deal with on a regular basis. I go to a video signing, book signing at a theater or something, and there's always an off-duty cop, plainclothes comes up, hey, let's blow stuff up. Or I'll be covering Bilderberg 2008 and big old giant special ops, you know, colonels, majors. You can tell these guys are just meaner than you know what. I'll be eating a hamburger in the hotel. Bilderberg's down the road, and they walk up, hey, let's attack the government, Alex. We're ready to help you. And I'm like, guys, can't you get some little skinny weasel in here that isn't so obvious that he bench presses 400 pounds? You guys look like you probably killed 50 people apiece. You're obviously cops. No, I don't want violence. I mean, you know, that's what runs things in this society. And I've dealt with it for so long, and I'm tired of it. I'm an American. I'm a constitutionalist. This is my country. I don't want violence. I don't want revolution. I want my republic restored, my private property rights, my Fourth Amendment, control of my family, my own life. That's what I want. You're the bad guys. Get it straight. Guaranteed the feds bombed that governor's mansion. I told you that years ago, and here's the evidence in the news. Here's a report out of CBS News. GPS attract truant students in Anaheim. Orange County goes over all of that. Now they're tracking the kids with chips, training them. Here's Science Daily promoting lithium in the water to make you feel better and, quote, live longer. It's a brain-damaging toxic chemical. Here's a report from 2005, Eyes in the Sky for Homeland Security, from blimps to do-it-yourself unmanned vehicles. A trend takes flight, and I cover this, and people make fun of me. Well, here's Reuters back in January of this year. Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. Here's the L.A. Times a few days ago on the 17th of February. It's a bird, it's a spy, it's both. Pentagon deploying fake hummingbirds to video citizens. Here's Wired Magazine, same similar headline. Here's Huffington Post, similar headline. You know, that's the type of stuff I deal with, is there's unlimited taxpayer money to set up this control grid. State police, federal marshals, FBI that are good men and women, send me for 13 years secret internal documents that this entire anti-terror apparatus has nothing to do with men in caves, terrorists wearing headdresses. They work for the globalist. Some of them don't even know it. They're funded by controllers above them. They got 1,100,000,000 Muslims. You bet they can find some fruitcakes. 95%+ of the training has to do with landowners, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. You better get that straight, all you conservatives cheerleading the police state. This sucker was set up for you, and you better figure that out right now. Daniel in Virginia, finishing up your point, you got cut off by the break.
Yeah, you spoke it like a true Samaritan, bud. But just to add on what I was trying to say there, it's all about free will and choice, Alex. And you see, that's what they hate. They hate free will. They hate choice. And what I mean by that is that everyone in this, not only in the United States, but on this planet, has the free will to do whatever it is they want to do. But they are accountable of the choices they are.
But the globalists lie to make people think they're making good choices through free will when it's really evil.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was going to come to. The globalists, the people who want to run this world, want to control this world, wants to manipulate everybody's minds and hearts and souls, in which I know there's a lot of people out here with their mind, heart, and soul that is real good because their heart's in the right place. And the thing about it is, they hate this so-called free will and choice. They don't like the word.
And that's
free
what
will.
The lithium in the water is all about, the fluoride. They want to dumb you down to where you don't have your free will.
There
well said.
Go.
Well said, Daniel. Mark in New York. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. really good. I know you always give your folks a lot of time. I talked to you a couple years ago on George Norrie's show. We talked about Second Amendment issues, and I've come to realize after these years, you're absolutely right. It's more the ideas, the ideology that we capture, we hold, that's going to keep us free. And you're right about them trying to get law-abiding gun owners, concealed carry people, antipathy with the police. They're doing that on purpose, Al, because we support good cops, and we want them to support our...
Exactly. Right, they give cops orders that they know are going to make the people not like them. The media seizes on the bad cop stuff and plays it. And I didn't see this till about 5 years ago. Then we get angry at them. Then that makes them feel more threatened and get in their own cult. Cops love their kids. Cops want freedom on average. We got to reach out to them. The globalists are trying to federalize them and brainwash them against us. We've got to lovingly reach out to them now.
Right, and that wasn't the initial issue. I listened to you on shortwave all during the week. I don't have any more time for any of these other, these CIA fronts, CNN, Google. I use Startpage when I use my friend's computer. I don't even have a computer, Alex. I have so many other topics I could wish to talk to you about, but there's something very important that happened about 10 years ago. And the reason I haven't talked to anybody about it, because I'm afraid for my job.
We got a minute and a half. Tell us
what. I work for a large transportation agency. That's all I'm going to say, in the New York area. Years ago, there was a device found. The guy who found it was not retarded. He was a worker, but he was very slow. Alex, they hounded this guy to death. He died because of the stress that they put him under. Now, I don't know who planted
what device. Well, what did the device do?
It didn't go off.
Well, they found a bomb.
Exactly. And what I want to do in a couple of weeks, if anything happens to me because of this phone call, if I'm jeopardized, I want to call you. I haven't given my last name. I won't do that yet. I know they're taping everything. The point is, no matter who did it, Al, they keep it a secret. They don't want people to realize whether it's them or the real bad guys, which we know some of them are out there. It's just like the Haskell fellow who I try to tell everybody about, the underwear bomber. It's a farce.
It's admitted the State Department, 2 months after we broke it with witnesses on the plane, the U.S. government got him on the plane without a visa. Without a passport. I mean,
people don't want to listen. It's amazing how their heads are so far up their ear.
I hear you. I got to jump, Mark, but call me back when you're ready to talk. Look, it's simple. It just came out last week in mainstream news that the guy they said did the anthrax didn't. We told you that years ago. It just came out last week again in major British news that it was true that the government covered up what happened on 7/7 and it was a British intelligence officer running the attacks. They got a bunch of Muslim guys who were part of the government to think they were doing a drill and they blew them up. See, they have government anti-terror drills that go all the time. And 99% of them are real drills. But then one day they give them real backpacks. And most people that are involved don't know. I mean, again, you've got to study black ops, cloak and dagger. Our government's been taken over. Our government wants to destroy the republic. The so-called government is a bunch of rich robber barons that want to be able to rob all of us and use us as their political slaves. So they stage terror attacks and then hype up the fear, when you got a better chance dying from a honeybee sting than being killed by terrorists, to give up all your rights. It's so obvious. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be on the local AM and FM. Listen at InfoWars.com. Free podcast goes up after every show within 10 minutes. Great job with the crew. Get out there and expose the terrorists and defend liberty regardless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.